Alex Blank, general manager, 12% beer project in studio now. Is that the weirdest flavor someone has suggested?
That I recall, yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I can think of one worse, anchovies.
Oh, that would
not,
be bad.
Not heard that one.
Right. That would be
Italians
bad.
Italians love anchovies.
Let's go back to this hot dog thing for
hot
a second,
dogs,
though,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Wait, so how would you flavor it?
The water.
The water.
You boil the hot dogs in the water. Then you use that water to make beer.
Right.
Interesting concept.
You know, it's not terrible. It's not a terrible idea.
Both make you burp.
Yes, exactly.
What happens to it after it ferments, though? That's my question.
Yeah, mustard.
I think they had the hot dogs very late in the process would be the idea. So
yeah.
Get the flavor, but yeah.
Could you use mustard seed, though, in it? I mean, makes sense.
Can you imagine kissing someone who had hot dog flavored beer?
You know what?
Yeah, but you could do life's rough.
I like your response. You know what? Life's rough.
You see them kissing on the jumbotron at the baseball game. It's the same crap.
Yeah.
They got beer and hot dog breath.
Yeah, if you're making out with the girls drinking hot dog beer, that's at least your problems.
You know what else you need? Cigarette butt.
It's becoming less and less weird ever since hot dog straw man.
Thank you.
So many more flavors you could add. Yeah, Chicago style.
So that idea, Alex, you didn't even entertain.
No.
Come on, man. So all this talk.
It was a gimmick idea that we did not entertain. It would have tasted bad.
The can would be fun.
It really would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it look like actual hot dog.
A hot dog.
Hot dog
holding a beer.
A bun koozie.
Right.
Like, so the koozie looks like a hot dog bun.
Right.
And you
put
it on the side and you drink it that way.
Or the can is red and you got like kind of like a bun wrapped around it.
Yeah.
In the artwork.
You know, you wouldn't sell any, but it would be interesting to have.
It'd be great art.
People would show up, and you'd get a lot of likes on Instagram, right?
They'd want it just to put in the shelf of their man cave.
So your brewery is in North Haven?
It's in North Haven, yeah.
Awesome.
Whereabouts?
Right on State Street, 341 State.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
So, yeah, we wanted to be in the New Haven area. Best spot we found was in North Haven.
Nice. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That works.
And do you have, you know, what do you do? Comedy, music? What kind of brewery is it?
We have a great tasting room. You know, we have coffee, beer, but we have comedy.
You have coffee and beer.
Coffee and beer. Yeah, we open at 7 a.m. every morning.
Thank you.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What time can you get a beer?
9 legally.
9, yeah. Legally.
So, legally. Yeah. I like how you threw
that. No. We're careful.
Yeah.
9 o'clock.
You don't want to use your liquor license over serving a beer at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. No, we have coffee till about 3, I think.
Okay, sorry.
Coffee and beer.
Nice.
So it's...
How about a coffee and beer?
Oh, that's been done.
Yeah. Damn it.
Sorry.
I think I'm onto something. Light bulb was on and poof.
Okay, so do you have pastries?
Yeah.
We have scones and stuff.
Oh, all right. This is a different
like a
kind of
shop.
Brewery.
Yeah.
Are there any other breweries like this? This is the first time I'm hearing.
There are. Alvarium upstate a little bit does it. But basically, we had a great tasting room. It was empty all morning. It would fill up at noon. And so we said, hey, how do we fill up the tasting room in the morning?
I know coffee!
There you go.
Boom.
And that works.
That one guy.
It hasn't filled up yet, but, you know.
People come.
Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah,
now we know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a drive-thru?
No.
You know, interesting to me. The coffee phenomenon.
Yeah.
And then, but it used to be just morning coffee, and now it's all through the day.
But people don't
even want to get out of the car to get a cup of coffee.
They do not.
They wait in line for a half an hour.
Down the block.
When they could walk right in and be the first one at the counter.
I see those people.
It's amazing to me.
I see those people. In the time span it takes.
Listen, they're listening right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Get out of the car.
Call and explain yourself.
Go park and call. Go in the car. Get out of the car.
I don't want to turn my music off.
I like how when we're talking to them, we yell.
Right.
Because it's like.
Trying to get through.
Well, they're sleepy. They're sleepy. We're just waking them up.
We got to break through somehow. Exactly.
Between the exhaust and no sleep, they're falling asleep out there.
Alex Blank, general manager, 12% beer project in studio. Okay, so hot dog was the worst idea. Who gave you like an idea that you used and is now successful?
The same guys, Abomination Brewing Company, had an idea as the pandemic ended, or actually, I guess it was in the middle of the pandemic. It was a beer, an IPA called Fuck 2020.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry.
My F-2020 works.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to hit the dump on that one.
Yeah. Wow. You know, he said it phonetically, though. It's okay.
He did.
It's like William Shatner.
He gets added to the montage of people who have dropped the F-bomb and
That's
other
awesome.
Curse words on the show.
So F-2020. Okay, good.
So F-2020. But I got to tell you, we're going to podcast that, and you have to go and listen to the emotion he put into the word.
Emphasis. Every letter of the word
the emphasis
had its own moment.
That was cool. That was really
you
cool.
You paused like you were going to say anything but that.
You had me at F.
I feel like that's if you go to Starbucks and order a coffee, they make you order it a certain like name.
Right.
If you don't pronounce that word right, like, no. No, I'm sorry. What are you saying?
Right.
And you have to really say it.
Right.
What's the name on the coffee?
it struck a chord, though.
It did.
2020 was such a tough year. And so people received it very well.
Oh, yeah.
And so we do it annually now. We just changed the year.
Nice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
When do you do it?
I think it's December that we release
it. Yeah, you have to kind of do it at the end.
You need a whole brand like F traffic, F this, F that, you know?
That's funny when people are in the Christmas spirit and the holiday spirit. You're like, yeah, F this year.
Right, yes.
It's a New Year's thing, you know? New Year's.
After
people
holidays.
Buy it in December, yeah.
Right.
Does it say the full word on the can?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I love it. Every year
and you can
the
do
full
that.
Word on the can.
Yeah.
And when we put it out there to all the stores, we expected a lot of blowback and nothing.
The kids
awesome.
Love it.
Yeah, everyone loved it.
No one said anything.
The kids love it.
No one said anything. I think we had one complaint about the language, but.
No. Yeah, saying it, just showing
so
it.
So you're not in supermarkets, you're just in liquor stores?
No, we're in Big Y's. We're
nice.
In
really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I probably put that up way high.
They did not buy that one. They did not buy that one.
Yeah, I can't reach it. F-2020.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Eric.
All right. You're on.
No, I was just, you were talking about the Dunkin' Donuts thing or staying in line for
coffee in general, places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just want to say you should have like a conversation because sometimes now that the line is so long at the drive through, even when you walk in, you're waiting for a half hour.
Because they're working every other. Yeah. All right.
The folks holding the breakfast sandwiches and stuff
like
that.
Yeah. A lot.
They don't have just the counter person.
Right.
That just, I'm going to.
The counter is the least effective option now because it's either the drive through if you forgot or before you leave, you do the mobile order.
Yeah.
You run in, you get it, and then you get back in your car and you leave. You don't even have to pay. Everything's done.
So if you're walking, you're still waiting a half hour sometimes.
Oh. Wow.
So just wanted to mention that.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Coffee.
He told
us. It looks like you go over here to 12% Beer Project.
Yeah.
Have coffee in the morning.
Exactly. A nice, relaxing
nice and easy.
Setting.
You do coffee to go?
We do.
We were just talking about this during the break. What's your bestseller?
Fat Orange Cat Baby Kittens.
Baby kittens. Everybody loves baby kittens.
Who doesn't love a baby kitten?
Exactly.
Is there a picture of a baby kitten on the can?
There's a picture of a baby kitten on
do
the
Do you
can.
Have one with you?
Makes
I do.
Purr. Yes.
Oh, I want to see it.
Oh,
and there's
that.
Lots of baby kittens.
Oh, look at that. It's just a load of baby kittens.
No, I want to drink all of them.
Not the actual beer, but yeah.
That'd be an interesting can. It's like in the shape of a kitten. And just
right. And you got going like here. Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How did you get into brewing beer?
I was drinking a lot of beer, a lot of craft beer. I was driving to breweries in Massachusetts and New York, trying to get, you know, some of the better craft beer out there, and decided to open a brewery in Connecticut.
You're like, why not? I'm tired of driving.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here.
Well, exactly.
I was in a corporate job and wanted out. So,
oh, yeah.
So
nice.
Making beer seemed better than.
What were you doing?
I was selling tchotchkes and jewelry and collectibles through the mail.
Right.
Great company, but it was a corporate job that long
hours.
Yeah,
you didn't see yourself.
Yeah,
doing
that you're more of a beer guy. That's awesome.
And beer seemed more fun, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it would be longer
hours.
You had
a passion for it.
Yeah. I had a passion for it, yeah. But it's also long hours. It's hard work.
Right.
But the product, the end result is very satisfying.
You don't feel like you're working most times, though, right?
No, you do. You do. And but at the end of the day, it's a lot.
That's why at the end of every year, he has a beer.
At the end of
this year.
At the end of the day, we get a beer. You have a beer every day.
No, I know what you're saying.
I think everyone wants to be in the beer industry because it seems, and alcohol in general, because it seems sexy and fun, but it's hard work.
Yeah.
You know, and once people are in it, they realize that. But at the end of the day, you've put out a product that
everybody loves.
Yeah. Everyone loves. And
makes people happy.
Yeah. And who can spell tchotchkes anyway? I can't.
No.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No.
Nope. Not even close.
Take a shot at it. I don't know, but what do you think?
Chotches.
I didn't go
K-E-S.
I would have said C-H-A. I don't know.
Tchotchke. Like, wasn't that a TV show, Joining Those Tchotchkes?
It's like 1978.
Oh, actually, it was one tchotchke.
Yes.
Tchotchke.
So what was the thing that, when you got into making beer, turned out to be way more work than you thought?
Loading the hops.
You know, I had a kind of a corporate mentality. It was a corporate culture. We worked long. And I come into this industry, and brewers, it's a different mindset, you know, playing a lot of Frisbee during the day and
right.
and drinking during the day. And so it was a big shift. And so trying to adjust
assimilate to that culture.
It's tough.
Because you're like, hey, shouldn't we all be working right now?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, dude. You'd be the man if you right. made us work right now. Yeah. We're playing Frisbee.
It's Frisbee time.
What do you want to do? Yell exactly. at the beer while it's right. fermenting? You know it what? Takes time.
Oh, that's boy. It. Next week, hacky sack.
I wouldn't survive in that culture. No. My son is a skateboarder. He does that for fun.
Yeah.
But we would, when he was younger, I would take him to the skateboard events,
right.
competitions.
Right.
And it starts at 3. And we show up at 2:30. No. Is this the right place?
Yeah.
10 of 3. Is this the right place? 3:10. Shouldn't someone be here?
In the wrong spot?
3:30. Someone walks out with a folding table.
Oh.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Very laid back. Very laid back.
Different mindset.
Very laid back.
Wow. And nobody cared.
No.
Except me.
Yeah.
It was me. Like, oh, well,
I've got things to do.
I thought I was going to do some things today, too.
Yes.
I guess not. Nope. I'll just be here
right.
watching people organize themselves. Yeah.
And as a brewery owner, you care, obviously, but you're dealing, right. you know, you work, you have to,
yeah.
you know, make the beer, sell the beer, run the bar.
Right. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Right.
So, but all good at the end of the day.
Nice.
No, exactly right. You make a good product. People have fun. Do you pack them out there, or is it more about selling it, you know, in retail?
We will get beer to people however they want to get it. If they want to buy it from our place, great. If they want to buy it at a local store, great. If they want to buy it at a bar, all good.
All good.
Nice.
Actually, during the pandemic, the state legalized home delivery, and we started doing a lot of that as well.
Nice.
Which was a nice thing for us during the pandemic.
Do you have to hire the people who do that, or can DoorDash pick
up? No, we can do it. All of our bartenders became delivery guys during the pandemic.
Nice.
Which we didn't have to let anyone go.
What a great way to keep people working.
You know, no one wanted to leave their house. And so, you know, we would reach out on social media, and they would order from us, and our drivers would deliver and get tipped.
Nice.
And it was great. People were extremely generous. I mean, the tipping culture has changed, obviously, during the pandemic, we think. But now, every delivery, you tip 10, 15% maybe now. Everyone does. That wasn't the case before the pandemic. But our bartenders did as well as they would have as bartenders delivering beer, which was
great. That's great.
It was a win-win.
That's great.
That works.
Yeah.
And then you have a daughter who's into Taylor Swift, and so now you think you're a Swiftie? Is that right?
I am a Swiftie.
Nice.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Right.
No, I'm not technically a Swiftie. I have two daughters. My older one especially is nuts about it.
Oh, yeah.
And,
how old is she?
She's 13. Okay. And we took her to her first concert.
So shall I cry during the...
I videotaped
you
her.
You were crying when you saw the price?
Right.
I was crying when I saw the price.
Yeah.
But her reaction.
Here.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
We got the tickets through this, like, you know, Capital One kind of order when you can. So we got them at face value, which was great.
Nice.
So,
wow.
So it was expensive, but not the $1,000 a ticket people are now.
That's okay. You say to your daughter, listen, you want to make some money? Let's stand outside and sell these tickets.
Right. $1,000 right.
Daddy's going to teach you about business sacrifices.
Right.
Put the Frisbee down.
Right. Here's a lesson. We paid $150. We can make $1,000.
Yeah.
You get a cut.
Yeah. Well, what a memory.
Yeah.
Was that her first concert?
It was her first concert.
Wow.
We went to the show in Philly 2 weeks back.
Okay.
And it was incredible. It was a 3.5-hour, 4-hour show.
Yeah.
Flew by.
Wow.
And I am not a Taylor Swift fan going into that, but afterwards really enjoyed it. But she lost her mind.
Yeah.
And so now I'm trying to figure out how do I get Taylor Swift tickets, you know, even just for my wife and her to go again.
Right.
So.
Right. And now she owes daddy.
Did you buy the bracelets and everything?
Cut the lawn.
My wife loaded them up with all the merch and all that stuff. You know, they waited online.
The colors with the music.
Well, if you think of how many people want to sing and then sing, write songs, perform, record, and do all these different things, and how she's done it effectively for so long, and then how good she is to her fans, it is an anomaly. She is in 1% of entertainers.
And it's definitely not BS with the fans. You could tell.
Yeah, people will look back at this decade or the last couple of decades as she's one of the top, you know, like when you look back at the 80s, it's Michael Jackson, it's Madonna.
Prince, sure.
Right. She's one of those.
So she's due for a scandal.
I don't see it happening with her.
She's so
well put together and well presented.
Yeah.
We did this, we did a trivia night with Taylor Swift about maybe a year ago, and it was a Taylor Swift trivia, and it was our biggest night ever. We got flooded by Swifties. The demographic of beer is white male, typically, you know, 30 or something. The brewery got overrun with 20 to 30 year old women. They bought no beer, so the sales were awful.
It was coffee scones only.
But I didn't realize it at the time. But then when you see what happened with the latest round of tickets and stuff, I mean, she's a phenomenon. And but she's kind of, the pandemic did something for her, I think, where she elevated her. All the albums she put out during the pandemic. But it was crazy, the show and the way everyone dressed up. I mean, I don't know if anyone else has gone, but it was crazy.
Yeah, she is something different.
I think she's actually an android.
Well, it's like Tom Brady. Like, how can you be that great for so long and then not have a moment where you're kicking over a garbage can or punching out a photographer?
That we know of.
Who's invading your privacy.
That we know of.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, every story around her that's outside of the, you know, performance is positive.
Right.
And it's not created by a PR firm.
She treats her fans really well, even to the point where, like, if you're part of, like, her, like, interior, like, you know, official fan club or whatever, they get invited to like album releases and she bakes cookies for people. Like she herself does it. It's wild.
Are you going to the New York shows?
No. We're not. Yeah, no.
No.
He's had his fill. He's trying to shake it off.
I would go. I'm just not spending $1,000 a ticket.
Right. He used a word earlier to further clarify.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That's an F no from me.
Yeah, right. No.
Right.
Alex, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the gifts. And we'll link up to all things 12% Beer Project. Why is it called 12%? That's a strong beer. Do you have a beer
strong.
That's 12%?
Oh, we have beer stronger than that.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It's the Swifty Dads.
No, but, you know, our beers are all over the place from, you know, 5% up. But the very first beer we ever dealt with was a 12% beer.
Okay.
We named it that. And it's a pretty silly name because when people come looking for us, do they put in 1-2%? Do they spell out 12%, which is what you do, by the way. Spell it out on social media, TWLEOV. But anyway, so we've created obstacles to finding us, you know, which is silly.
Right.
People, they see our beer on menus and they're, oh, I don't like a 12% beer, but it's not. It's just, we're called 12%. The beer's a 5%.
Right.
Anyway.
Right, so that'd be 17.
But that's our name.
Has anyone told you you look like Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook? Like
it
you
does.
Could be his, like you could be his dad or something.
Yeah.
You couldn't be his dad physically in age, but
just he looks like old.
He's
Zuckerberg.
Not aging.
I look like an older version. Well, if I die,
older brother.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you were, you could afford to go to that Taylor Swift show.
Right. Actually, true. You could hire to play for yourself.
Before you go, you know you look like an old nerd.
Not an old nerd. A very rich nerd.
Yeah. Smart.
Like one of the smartest people on the planet.
Yep.
Anyway.
No. But I have a funny story in that. I'm not going to tell now. But yeah, someone once told me that, and in a way that was like
they're dead now.
Yeah.
They're in a beer.
Yeah.